Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we want you to do your part for freedom. And because this is a digital broadcast, you need to take broadcasts like this and share them far and wide. And don't say, oh, these people are liberal, they wouldn't be interested, or they're apolitical, they just don't care. Well, here's the problem, and very quickly, 65% of the country, by my estimate, are dumber than a box of rocks when it comes to politics, and the Democrats pour so much money into advertising that those people who vote for name recognition will choose the Democrats. They don't know any better. They don't know what you and I know. So we need to wake up as many as we can. I estimate we need to turn about 20% of these voters around so we can compensate for the massive voter fraud. So please share this far and wide. We're going to be joined today by Dr. Sherry Edwards, and we're so glad to have her back on. And we're going to be talking about a little bit about what bioacoustic analysis is. And it's a real science, folks. Some people write to me, go, Dave, do you believe in that stuff? And you pose the question like it's astrology. It's science. And we're going to get into what that is. And then we're going to apply the science of bioacoustics to Biden, Newsom, and Alvin Braggadocio. That's what I like to call him. I can't stand the man. How did he ever get elected? What were these people smoking in New York? I think we already know that. Anyway, we've got a couple sponsors we got to take care of because they take care of us. They make this program possible. And the first is My Patriot Supply. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools if you're going to get through what's coming. And what's coming is not good. We're going to be digitized in 2 months. Have you seen that? Oh, it's not going to be fully CBDC yet. That's coming, but this is the first half of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, they can control what you eat. They can control if you can eat. Do you want to be in a Biden breadline? After you hear today's analysis of Biden, that would be the last thing you'd want to do. So you need to get food into your home right now. Pretty soon, the only food you're going to have access to is what is in your home. So we're asking you right now to go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And what you'll find there is 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food. They are doing a wonderful job of keeping the prices down. They do a wonderful job of specials and all kinds of add-on orders, and you can see all that there. 2,000 calories per day is what you get. Nutritious food. Like I said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't help you when you come to my door and all hell's broken loose. You don't want to be in the street. You don't want to be in Biden's breadlines. Please take care of this right now. Foodwithdave.com. Additionally, I mentioned CBDC will be halfway here this summer, and I think completed probably by Labor Day or shortly thereafter. Oh, yeah, I don't make predictions, but guys, if you're reading what I'm reading, it's on an inevitable track, and I don't see the uniparty members of the House or Senate stopping it. So you need to be outside the system as much as you can. They are going to steal your money. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says the banks can take your money. You're declared to be an unsecured creditor. So what you need to be doing is only keeping operating capital in the bank, and then you need to convert. Convert to what? Well, precious metals was the number one earner last year, and I'd say that's the safest bet. Gold is going to reach record levels this year. In fact, it's very close right now. Silver is right behind. And your retirement is at risk if it's attached to a bank. But Noble Gold can convert that soon-to-be worthless IRA or 401k into a gold-backed that you control. The banks will have nothing to do with it. And gold held its value for 6,000 years. They can also put you into a portfolio of precious metal expenditures. I'm telling you, I've been a customer for Noble Gold for 4.5 years. I've been advertising for 6. I couldn't recommend them more highly. If you don't want to have a 1929 visit you in your bank account, you need to get outside the system right now. So, I want to send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and there will be a number on there for you to call after you have your questions answered from reading the packet. And you don't have a lot of time, because I really think this game is going to be over by the end of the summer. And this is not scare tactics, folks. And I know a lot of you are aware of what I'm talking about. I don't know when they're going to pull the plug, but if you don't want to eat bugs, if you don't want everything that you've earned stolen, you need to act on this now. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Sherry Edwards, Dr. Sherry Edwards, needs no introduction to most of our audience. She's been a frequent visitor on our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv, and she has been a guest here many times as well. And she has introduced to the world bioacoustic analysis, which basically we listen to the frequency of the voice, and we listen to certain dynamics within those frequencies. And from that, you can tell what you've been ill with in the past. When Sherry did my profile, she came up with stuff that I had as a kid that I no longer have. I mean, this is how accurate this is. We can also use it as a truth detector, because the frequencies give you away. Frequencies will be the future of medicine. We're already moving in that direction. But it's the frequency of a lot of things, and Sherry's unlocked it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are trying to steal from Sherry, and I wanted to start the show with that. And also, we're going to get into Biden, Newsom, and Alvin Bragg. Sherry, glad you could come on today. It's always great to have you, and I appreciate you squeezing us in before your big event. And I know your time is really tight, but I'm really distressed because I know you're the inventor, the creator, and the distributor of bioacoustics, but you're having trouble with people interfering with you, stealing stuff from you, and also trying to co-opt your technology. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. This all, I'm excited to be here because I'm going to share some information about a planned devastation of America. And uh-huh. This is how we got there.
Okay.
We take a sample of your voice, and over the last 30 years, we have found out that the frequencies in your voice give away what you're really thinking. Now, you can lie with your words, but you can't lie with the sound of your voice. And we have proven this many, many times, that as people talk, and it's in ancient literature, it's in the Bible, that as you speak, the truth comes out from who you really are. And if you have a voice print like someone else, it's very likely that you have the same goals and perceptions. Like Biden has almost an identical vocal print to President of China, President Xi. So they have similar goals and similar ideas about how things should be in the world. And you can see who's lying to you. You can see who's scattered, who really knows what they're talking about, who knows what's going on from their core to their beliefs in God. So we have a book called The Biggest Liars, and that's open to the public. Anybody can download that. And we also are giving away this computer program, and I'll send all that to you so you can have people go to your site. Or they can go to my site, soundhealthoptions.com, or just write to me, Sherry, on air, and I'll send it all to them. We want everybody to have this because we think the truth is very, very important, especially right now.
Yes.
We are being lied to from every direction.
Yeah, we certainly have been. And we have done so many of these analyses. Well, first of all, just what you did on me was scarily accurate. I mean, it's really kind of unnerving to think that, you know, someone can unlock your deepest, darkest secrets, but that's pretty well true, and I can see why the other side is trying to co-opt your work. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, years ago, I was offered $6 million to turn this over to Japan, and that scared me so bad that I went to the government, to the National Institute of Health, and talked to people there, and they said, well, go ahead and sell it to them. They can't keep it. Well, that scared me even further, and so we patented everything, and now, very recently, within the last 3 or 4 years, Mayo Clinic, MIT, several other big groups, big hospital and government groups, have patented this information about vocal analysis, about voice spectral analysis. I was invited to apply for a grant at the National Institute of Health, and I put everything that we did into a program or a project about Parkinson's, and they got back to me really quick when they invited me and they got back to me really quick, sorry you didn't win, but within 6 months or so, there was a pharmaceutical company out there offering what I had put in that grant using the same computer programs, the same logarithms. And what I did was just turn around and create our own so nobody could get into the source code. And then I found out that a person from that company that tried that was on the review board of NIH. So I've drawn back and I'm very protective. I share this with the public because I think the public has a right to know who's telling them the truth and what's going on with their body. And so that's my rose-colored wish for the world. And that's what I do constantly, creating new pieces of information and sharing that with the public on our soundhealthportal.com. And you can get a free vocal analysis there.
Well, it's interesting, Sherry, because this reminds me when you tell the story of how remote viewing was handled. It was first a CIA top secret project called Stargate. And I used to know Ed Dames. I actually trained with him for a while, or trained under him, I should say. And as I found out from meeting other people in the field about how much they tried to cover this up, they did not want this to go from top secret to the public. And they did everything they could do to defame it, to discourage it, to discredit it. But it got out, and largely, I'm going to give Ed Dames and Ed McGonigal a lot of credit. And they told similar stories to what you're saying here. Elements in enterprise and corporations, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it, did what they did to you. They tried to steal work, claim it as their own, try to keep it proprietary and keep it out of the hands of the public. Here's the bottom line, Sherry. They don't want remote viewing. They don't want your work in bioacoustics to become public and publicly available because they don't want the public to know what liars and evil people are running this country now.
I agree. Very vile. I warned these people that filed patents on my work. I said, if you start charging people for this and withholding it, I'm going to give it all away and you're going to make nothing. So back off. And that's what we have done. We give away classes, we give away software, we give away vocal analysis, textbooks, because this belongs to the people.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I don't know how much you ever saw of the old Star Trek, the original Star Trek show with Captain Kirk and Dr. McCoy. But do you remember they had the tricorder and they'd hold it up and they'd read the frequencies from the body to make a medical analysis? Do you remember
yes.
that? That's almost
yes.
like what you are doing now, isn't it?
Yes, we have one of those, especially for bones. We know the frequencies that heal broken bones, and they don't heal them in seconds like they did on Star Trek, but they cut the healing down significantly. So we already know some of those frequencies for very common things like a broken bone.
Okay. It's just amazing to me how much of the original Star Trek has come true. I remember, and this is like, what, mid-60s, I think, when this show started. And people used to say, and I used to watch the reruns when I was in college in the 70s, and people would say, oh, those automatic doors could never happen. Now it's hard to find a place you can go to that doesn't have the automatic doors. And we've even mastered the transporter back in, 2008, Leipzig, Germany. They transported inanimate objects across the laboratory. Then all of a sudden, the work went secret. Yeah, it got co-opted by the CIA and the governments of Germany and the United States classified it as top secret. But we know about the experiments. So they even went to the transporter part of it. I don't know if they can beam me up, Scotty, with human beings, but they sure could do it with inanimate objects. That show was absolutely fantastic. But let's focus on the tricorder part here. Okay, let's take a look at three people today. Biden, Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew by marriage, and of course, Alvin, how the hell did he get elected, Bragg? So, who do you want to start with? Let's save the worst of the character for the last. So, who's the most despicable person on that list?
Boy, I don't know.
I know they all suck, but anyway, who, in your estimation, who's the most despicable?
Biden.
Okay, let's save him for last, okay?
Hands down, Biden.
Okay.
I tried to do Newsom two or three times, and Newsom's voice is very similar to Biden's in one case. And Biden's is very similar to the president of China. And every time I try to do Gavin Newsom, my computer crashed, everything went away, things just disappeared. But not until I started to put a comparison of Gavin Newsom and President Xi. So I did two things with Newsom. I did one when he was talking about being governor and how proud he was of that. And then another one when he is on this tour, this name recognition tour he's done as he runs around the country trying to make a name for himself and while he's bashing the governors of Texas and Florida. Now, that particular vocal print is almost identical to Biden's, which makes me think he's doing the same thing, the same plan as Biden, because in when he's talking about being governor, there's a lot of ego, there's a lot of future. It's just a very different looking vocal print. Now, all of a sudden, he's giving way to working with Biden and Biden's plan. I would say that they're going to get rid of Kamala and try to move Newsom into her position so that he can be the next presidential candidate. We did a show on Nancy Pelosi. Remember when she was in front of this group and she said, "This is the way you ruin somebody. You make up a lie, you give it all to Congress, you have Congress give it to their newspapers, and once it can be substantiated in the newspaper, then we can put it out that that's the truth." So the whole thing was about ruining other people. And you have Dianne Feinstein, thing that had that, was it a Chinese chauffeur that she'd had for 10 years? So again, with China,
Yeah,
you've got.
he was a Chinese spy, and I think it, gosh, I think it was 20 years, but regardless, a year would have been too long. But he was a Chinese spy, right? That's the one you're talking about?
Right. And then you've got Pelosi doing her thing. And then the relationship between Newsom and Pelosi, it's just going to be another rung on the ladder of Pelosi that they're going to try to move in there. Their vocal prints look too similar for them not to be on absolutely the same track. So he lies also, and you're looking at his vocal print. He doesn't have much of a foundation that is his own. He's working through or for somebody else. And some of the things that are happening in California are just going to tie into what we're going to talk about with Biden in California accepting a lot of illegals and what's going on there. And then you bring in some of the other things. We're going to give them health care because they're Americans now. Or we're going to give them tiny houses. We're going to put them up in apartments. We're going to give them everything that they need. That is what is headed toward what's happening in the United States, and I have some proof of that that we'll talk about in a bit.
Okay, that
Any
sounds good. And I like how they take care of the Americans, the new ones, but they're not taking care of the old ones. So, kind of interesting.
I
Yeah.
tried to send you Gavin Newsom's stuff several times and kept bouncing back and disappearing. And until I renamed it just XXXX, it would not go through to you.
I know. Hey, listen, I've had three shows. When we pre-record a show here, it automatically saves to a file. And then I upload it to an in-between file before I put it on Dropbox. And Dropbox is where we send it out to all the people who pick it up, the various radio networks, the podcast services, and so forth. So I'm sitting at, we had a show a week ago. We had another show a month ago. And we had a show 6 months ago. It was there on the drop. It was there on the in-between file, and it was put on Dropbox. And I didn't publish it yet. I didn't send it out yet. And three shows in 6 months have disappeared. So I've been through what you're going through, and so now I've learned that, like after this interview, I'm going to make sure I stay with it until it is sent out to its final destinations. I've learned the hard way. So they're messing with me, too.
Well, they have F sharp and G in their vocal print.
Okay,
really?
Yeah,
high.
Let's talk about the technical part of it here. Okay, you just mentioned
Which
F sharp.
They have a plan.
Okay.
It's a physical plan, and they're going to carry it out no matter what, and they don't care about justice. They don't care about people. They don't care about the consequences. I don't know what they've promised these people, but when people's vocal prints are so similar, then you know that Newsom is being groomed to be a part of the support for Biden and that whole agenda.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when you mentioned something called F sharp, and so this is part of your codes, I guess I would call it. So, can you explain exactly how this works? You take a voice print, and where does it go from there? And how do you know what the voice print means?
Well, just like there's notes in a song, and they're all frequency, we pick out the notes from your voice, and we put them in a grid, a matrix, and it tells us, okay, you have so much of this, and you don't have that. And that's the things that we're giving away. All these posters, all of these textbooks, that's what we're providing to the public so they can do this on their own. And you look at F sharp, which means I have a plan and I'm going to carry out the plan into physical fruition, not management, physical fruition. I mean, this is physical threats. And Biden has it. Newsom has it. Liz Cheney has it. Bankman-Fried has it. They all have. You could almost overlay them on top of each other, and you know they're all in this together. There is a plan there. So each note, C is ego, C sharp is justice, and we give you all of that information in the textbooks, all of these posters, all of these videos, a lot of demonstrations. We give that all to the public so they can do that for themselves. And you look at somebody's score, I think Newsom has something like 300 and something on F sharp. So he's agreed somewhere to take somebody else's plan and carry it through to fruition. And Biden has the same thing in his voice. Now with President Xi, it's part of his plan. He created
the plan. How do you know that?
Because he has a lot of information in F sharp and E. And those two things says they generated the plan. They originated the plan.
Okay, so let me sum this up that you've said so far. Because I'm going to treat this like we're talking to someone who's never heard of this. All right, so what you're saying is you can't really tell what they're up to, but you can tell what their motives are, their intentions, their truth-telling, and you can look for correlated similarities among people in similar positions to look for maybe some kind of joint action. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, they want similar outcomes.
Okay.
And missing in their voice is any information about caring for people, which is A sharp and B. None of them have any information in the notice C sharp, which is justice. They all have a large dose of the note of E, which means I'm going to use words to manipulate and form all of this.
Hmm.
So all of that, you can almost, we give you pieces, and you can just quickly look at somebody's vocal print and say, oh, they have no foundation, they're lying, there's a lot of fantasy, they're naive. So the information we give you will allow you to look at a print and almost instantly know whether you can trust that person or not.
Can you tell how good they are at their lies?
Yes, some people can really get away with lies. Robin Williams was one of them. He was such a good actor. You could not tell that that was not a real person. But we've done some criminals and people who are very psychotic who, if you listen to their voice, you believe them. But you can see on their vocal print, they're scattered all over the place. So they don't have all the information together for a belief in themselves. Now, if they believe in themselves, I really can't tell if they're lying.
Interesting.
I can see similarities to other people, other liars.
Before you go to the similarities, let me ask you this. Is it safe to say that when you look at Newsom, Biden, and Bragg, the three we're going to look at, they lack empathy, sympathy, and insight into their own behavior? Are those accurate descriptors, at least in part?
Yes, and they are dancing to somebody else's tune.
Okay. Let me just share this with you as a former mental health practitioner. What you're describing here, in part, are symptoms common to what we refer to as antisocial personality disorder. It used to be known as psychopath and sociopath. They married the two together for DSM-IV, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is the Bible of all mental illnesses. When I trained, I was in the fourth edition. We went to the revised fourth edition. Today they're on the revised fifth edition, and they've made it a piece of crap because they politicized everything. And I won't go into detail about how, but let me just say this. When you look at antisocials, and this is interesting, two-thirds of them have an abnormality in their brain, and they have an immature limbic system, which is responsible for emotions. And so they can lie with a straight face. Their body language does not give them away. And these are the people who inherit it. Most of us, when we lie, our body language gives us away. I suspect in these cases, though, their frequencies give them away, even though their body language doesn't. And so what we see is these people, they can commit terrible acts. They don't care about mass suffering. They have no conscience or regard for others. They don't care about the truth. And they're usually very good con men because their body language does not give them away. So, Sherry, that's in a nutshell what we call antisocials. And back in 2009, there was a study, and it's funny, these studies don't get commissioned very often, but they said the number one antisocial personality disorder types in America were CEOs, and the only group that was higher than CEOs, which they estimated to be about 12% of their population, was politicians. And they said politicians are at about 15% of them have this disorder. What's your reaction to what I just told you from the field of mental health?
47% of politicians are lawyers.
Okay. All right.
And you can see when it's scattered
Yeah.
or when something is missing, whether or not they believe it themselves. Boy, my mind's going in two different directions here. When you look at Jerry Sandusky, who was convicted of molesting little boys in the locker room, he has a very solid foundation, and then he has a whole skip of two or three octaves and a whole nother solid foundation. So he has totally split his personality into two solid pieces, but they don't touch each other. And that is another way to look at whether somebody is, whichever way you want to describe them. I see them as a split personality or a dissociative
Yeah,
personality.
dissociative means multiple personality disorder, which actually the technical clinical term is dissociative identity disorder. But we refer to it in the mainstream as multiple personalities. And I suppose I should mention this. What separates that, let's put it, what makes someone a multiple? It's when they're sexually abused repeatedly before the age of 7 and 8. Because the mind is still in a fantasy stage, and they believe those animals in the Disney movies can talk, and so they believe the fantasy. When they're about 8, reality testing becomes different because their brain changes. And so if they're sexually molested then, and after the age of 8, they generally will get PTSD, depression, suicidal behavior. But before the age of 8, when they're molested, they become somebody else, so the act is not happening to them, and so they can escape the trauma and the horror of what they're going through. And then, if it works for sexual abuse, they start to apply this to other problem situations in their life, and so they get several personalities. It's very resistant to treatment. And I've always wondered if Sandusky wasn't a sexual abuse victim before the age of 8, from things I've heard him say. And you're almost confirming that here.
Well, there was one word that he used, which was horseplay. And that word really gave away that he, that had happened to him, and he just thought it was a part of locker room horseplay. It didn't have anything to do with abuse. But part of all this is questioning. How do you question the subject? What do you ask them to talk about? So that's a big part of it too.
How does that come into play?
You have to know how to ask a question. Here's a real simple one. For right brain people, and they're having urinary problems, they will admit to wetting the bed, but a left brain person won't. So you can't say, did you wet the bed as a child? You have to say, did anyone in your family wet the bed as a child? So it's how to skirt around any kind of guilt. And that's a real simple example of it. But we give you examples of how to question people, too, in the textbook.
Amazing. That's absolutely amazing. It fits such line with what I know to be true about mental health. So do you think Sandusky, because he's got these two levels going on, that it's likely he has multiple personality disorder?
Well, he's got two totally empty octaves, which means in one case he thinks about sex as something that you do with your wife to have children, is just procreative. And another part of him, and there's no connection, another part of his thinks this is just horseplay, and that's the word that gave him away. Because it flipped up on many octaves that were scattered.
Okay, so when you say the octaves are scattered, is that a personality analysis saying that they don't have a consistent internal operating mechanism that they adhere to, a base for your personality?
Yes, and I think that's why he insisted he wasn't guilty of abuse, because he thought that was horseplay.
Yeah, I don't think the kids and parents of his victims would think that. Yeah, it's just,
he insists that he was not guilty, but he was found guilty, and they brought us in. And I said, yes, here it is, and here's how you'll question him about this. Well, you have to question him about two separate ideas of having sex.
On a similar note, Project Veritas and James O'Keefe obtained a diary one time, and O'Keefe thought it was too hot to handle, so he passed it on. But what we learned in the diary was it was written by Biden's daughter, who said he routinely showered with her. Is, when you look at Biden's profile, is he that kind of pervert? And if so, how could you tell?
I would have to question him differently than what I see on TV. But before he actually got elected, there was some pictures on the internet of him touching little girls, and they were inappropriate, but they're all gone now.
And smelling their hair. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I think that answers the question. Do you know what's interesting, too? I'll go conspiratorial on you here. That started the government really hounding James O'Keefe. Income tax, I mean, the whole nine yards that governments do when they don't like you. And eventually, the company that O'Keefe founded, Veritas, and they had a board. Board members got replaced, and they voted him out. And I always thought it was related to this situation with the diary. Interesting.
Well, he didn't buy it, didn't pay anybody for it. There wasn't anything they could really go after him for, and he tried to turn it in, from what I've read, and they wouldn't accept it or do anything about it.
Yeah, he tried to give it to the FBI. He said, this isn't for me to deal with. This is potentially criminal, and they wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And then they tried to investigate him. They were going to prosecute him.
They're doing that to anybody that's against them. They've turned the whole government into, let's attack the person that stands in our way of manipulating the people and getting our way.
Okay.
That's got to stop.
Well, you've just made me think of something else. Okay, I'll talk to you about this off the air, but my mind went in a different location, and there's some people we need to do, and I'll tell you why off the air. I don't want to alert the enemy as to what we're doing. Okay, so we kind of shifted back to Biden. Let's finish with Newsom. What did you learn from Newsom's voice prints? What's he up to?
He's up to creating California in the image that he's been told that the United States is going to follow. He exhibits a lot of need for control of other people's emotions, and he's very naive about it. He might have Pelosi's go after chutzpah, but if you really go at him, he'll crash.
So he's actually a weak person.
Underneath, yes, but he's very similar to Hunter, who's been told he's going to be protected, and he thinks he's going to be protected against almost anything. But when he talks about his governing of California, there's a lot of future information in it, and that's not in the information in his voice when he's talking about this being on tour and everything that Biden's done and what's great for the country. And there's a lot more I need to talk about with Biden, too.
Okay. All right. So where's he taking the country? If you were to look at everything and you have all these indicators from his voice print, what's he up to?
Biden absolutely, positively thinks he knows that he's going to win this election. And that leaves us with three or four options. One, he knows it's going to be stolen again. And absolutely, there was interference in the election. Look at how they buried Hunter Biden's stuff. Look at all this information being put out that Hunter Biden's stuff is Russian information and what they were trying to say. There's many places that there was election interference. He either knows that's going to happen again, or there's something else planned, and I think I know what the plan is. I've been
I think I might too. Let's compare notes.
all along, Biden has been saying that illegals, they're in America now, they're Americans. We're going to give them health care. The next thing he's going to give them is Social Security, and the next thing he's going to give them is the right to vote. So he thinks every illegal that crosses into the United States is a vote for him. It's been put in their mind that this money that they're going to get or these privileges are from the government. I don't think these illegals realize this is out of the pockets of Americans. And when I started on this track, when I listened to that 3-minute video that of his announcing he's going to run, I found it absolutely vile. I was just walking in front of the TV and listening to his voice. It was very lying, recreating history, and that's why the Washington Post is probably giving him all of these Pinocchios. They gave him what is called a bottomless Pinocchio award for all of his lies. And the other thing that's going on with the 3-minute video, it has very manipulative music, trumping music, get up and go music, go to war music. Incredibly manipulative. And I can't believe anybody in their right mind would vote for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden again after the trouble that our country is in. So they have to have some other kind of plan because Biden is so sure that he is going to win. And here's something from one of his speeches. Has stated its intention to amend legislation to broaden eligibility for assistance programs supported by American taxpayers, such as Medicare and Obamacare. And now Clinton, and Obama have now come together with Biden as a group, and they formed this group that they're going to be taking care of all of the illegals. I'm not saying illegal in a bad term. I'm just saying people who are in America illegally and not the proper way. But think about it. they've told them, if you come to America, we'll give you a house, we'll give you a stipend. And at one point, Biden tried to give a stipend to every member of a family that had crossed the border. They're going to give them Social Security. They're going to give them the right to vote. We need to start right now in Congress and redo voter reform. Who gets to vote, where they get a vote, and how they get a vote. If they don't, Biden is going to take his stroke of a pen and give millions of illegals the right to vote, and that's going to ensure that he and Kamala and Gavin and whoever else is involved is going to take down America. And do you remember when we did a show on Obama and said it shows in his voice that he hates Americans and thinks that Americans should pay for all the ills yeah. that are happening throughout the world? And we did some stuff on Soros. Soros hates America, the country, and wants it taken down.
Sure.
If illegals are given the right to vote, America is gone.
Yeah, the sheer numbers will overwhelm us. I've covered some of this before. You're right about Biden's anti-American attitudes and very anti-Christian, too. I remember when he announced America is no longer a Christian nation, and I responded and said, yeah, when Satan's in charge of the radio and the TV and the executive branch of the government, what do you expect? And it's true. It's absolutely true. When we look at Newsom here, this is something I'm really wondering about. Is his aspiration to get the nomination to run for the Democratic candidate for president?
At least vice president, if not president. Yes, that's what he and Nancy probably want. And I'm speculating just from all the different things I've put together, all the different speeches and who's doing what, who's going for what, whose voice looks alike, who has the same perceptions and goals. And it just really looks like Biden is 100% sure that he and his party are going to be ruling America, and it's by draining all of us, our bank accounts, our food supply, taking our children, because he said too, the children belong to America. They don't belong to parents, they belong to America.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in a world of hurt about making a choice, our freedom or our children, our freedom or our food, our freedom or our medical care, and it's coming.
Yeah, I know you're right. Before we run out of time, let's go to Alvin Bragg, the great persecutor of Donald Trump on imaginary charges.
Let me open his file. He's dancing to somebody else's tune. Absolutely. It's not his idea. He has a very scattered energy pattern, and I needed to say that about Biden. He has one full octave of foundation. That's where he absolutely believes, but the rest of his voice is totally scattered, which means once he gets into office, he doesn't have the slightest idea of what's going to happen. And Bragg has that same vocal print. He's very, very scattered. It says in his voice print, you have a hard time listening to what other people are saying without interrupting. And the way you could go about Bragg and defeat him is to go at him and criticize him for something, because that's very unsettling to him to have himself criticized.
So in other words, you draw him out.
Yes.
You provoke him.
Yes. Very much concerned yeah. with the future. He thinks Trump is to take the country down. Somebody has convinced him of that. But like Trump says, it's not me they want. I'm just standing in the way of them getting to you.
That's true.
And that's what people need to understand about Trump. They may not like him, but he stands as the wall between you and government corruption. That's one of the reasons I like Kennedy, because he said if he gets in there, he's going to expose all the corruption. For Bragg, it also says he has very little intellect, not much emotion, but he's very much concerned with control, So that's where you'd have to go at him, because your vocal print says where the weak spots are. Go after where what he controls and who he controls, and you'll see him fold.
Sherry, when you look at the three of these, who poses the greatest threat to the American people? And I don't mean because Biden's the president. I'm talking about as an individual, who's the most dangerous?
I think Bragg, because he has the legal system behind him. But so does the other one. But Bragg is actively using the legal system in a way that is corrupt. If somebody wants to go read the paperwork, it's online. And what started out as a misdemeanor, he somehow, I don't know if he fudged data or bought somebody off or what. I'm looking for a video or an audio of the judge. Is it Manchin?
Yeah, well, the judge, interesting you brought that up. He's been a donor to Biden and Obama. So, and you're not supposed to do that as a judge. That's supposed to be forbidden.
Well, why is somebody letting it happen?
Because who's going to hold him accountable? Merrick Garland, who's a bigger criminal than all of them? That's not going to happen.
Well, that's why I think he's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Because he is corrupting the entire legal system. Not that that's beyond Biden, because it's already been proven he's done that. On that letter that went out with those 51 people, Biden was behind that. It was manipulating the system.
You talk about the intelligence report that said Hunter was innocent and it was a Russian hoax on the laptop?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure we're
but
on the same
Bragg
page.
Bragg is actively doing that.
Okay.
His foundational energy shows a lot of egotism. So that's where you attack him to get rid of him, his own ego.
I think Newsom's really evil, too. Maybe I'm asking a question that can't be accurately answered entirely, because Newsom's trying to separate parental authority from kids and get the kids to be exposed to every perversion in the schools that there is. He's grooming kids through the education process, and he's threatening parents and counselors if they go against that.
Absolutely. The other thing about transgender, he's trying to make it so young kids, 8 and older, 8 to 14, I think it was, that they have enough sense at that age to have their parts cut off and become a different gender. We need a dose of common sense.
Well, kids, I'll speak to this now. Your sexual identity starts when you're about age 3, but it's not complete until you're well into your teens. And you keep reshaping and molding your sexual identity. And I don't mean you go from gay to straight back to gay. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your preferences, what you're attracted to, what motivates you, how you view yourself by the gender that you are. Are you a man's man or are you a funny man? And I mean, all these things take a long time to develop. And all of a sudden you got a 10-year-old that's going to have their genitals cut off. I mean, this is you're it's like walking out at the beginning of a movie and thinking you know how it ends. This is child abuse.
They also want a car at that age. You want to buy one? They aren't even capable of driving or having good sense, but they want it.
Yeah.
Another thing about Gavin Newsom, he doesn't have 1 ounce of energy in anything about justice. And his weak point is he wants to be known as a good guy and supporter of the people. So that's where you attack him if you want to get rid of him.
How do you attack Bragg?
By his own ego, by saying he did something wrong, being critical to him. I don't have his open right now, but I will jump back and get it. About it, looking at his own ego. He's very egotistical and convinced that he needs to be the one to correct history. So you question his motives and show the discrepancy in his motives. and then he'll back down. His ego perspective is in the future, not for right now. Mm-hmm. So attack him right now, because what he's holding on to is, I am right for the future. So is he right for right now? No. Attack him there.
Boy, I'll tell you, you'd make a heck of a political strategist with this information. You think that the politicians would be all over this.
How can we get to the people to say, you need to start now on voter integrity, voter reform?
I've been working on this. I've been working on this since 2020. That's a fact. I've been working on it hard. I mean, in Arizona, there were two people you'd go to in 2020 to know about Arizona voter fraud. And I know a lot about the other states because I reached out to other activists like myself, and they steal these races the same way. And that's what I discovered. But here's the problem we have, Sherry. I don't want to get off on a tangent, so let me just say it this way. The Chinese and their subsidiaries, the cartels, are laundering money in ways I've described in other shows. And that money ends up with judges, with several politicians, county, state, local, national. The Chinese fund a lot of races. George Soros, all the same side, they do it too. And it's not that they're so numerous, but they control all the pressure points of power. So we can't have a fair election as long as these people are in power, but we can't get them out as long as the other side controls the Justice Department. See, when Trump came in, he made a fundamental mistake, and I was saying this to him. He had Rosen, he had these other people that were just corrupt as hell, and he let them keep their jobs, and he had plenty of justification to fire them. But we have a DOJ it's an organized mafia. If they were the mafia, they'd be charged with RICO racketeering. So I don't know that we can change it that way. I think there's two possibilities here. Actually, there's three. One is you can have a revolution, but I don't want to have that. Okay, it's at the bottom of my list. The other is you can create a second state within a state, and the conservatives all flock to the new state, and that's happening in California. They're close to getting this done. We think they're a year and a half, 2 years away. The movement's now coming to Arizona, and I've been asked to be a part of it. There's overtures that are going to go out to Colorado and so forth. And I think that's a possible answer. The other answer is hope that we can change our evil ways, repent, find the Lord, confess Jesus, and hope that God works a miracle. Those are the three options I see us having.
Aren't we on our way to Sodom and Gomorrah?
We already are Sodom and Gomorrah. In some ways, I think we make them look civilized. So anyway, we're just about out of time. This has been really fascinating. Ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to go to Sherry's website and partake in this and apply it in your personal life. People you're curious about, get a recording and then analyze them and follow Sherry's protocol. Sherry, again, we got just a couple of seconds here, but tell people, well, we got about a minute. Tell people how they can partake in this free knowledge of this new science that people are trying to steal from you.
Soundhealthportal.com. They can get their voice done there, and there's classes there. They can join the portal, or Sound Health Options. And that's where we post all of our articles and information, all the latest information we've just done about coronaviruses there for the public, including the frequencies. You know, something just occurs to me in looking at Alvin Bragg's vocal print. He's not very smart. He's just conniving.
Yeah, he's kind of a follow-the-leader guy is how I take him. You're right. He's not bright enough to be inventive and creative. He's following directions.
Yes.
Guarantee you he's following directions. Absolutely insane what we're going through with this. Sherry, after you go through your next event here, we'll have to have you back on because there's some other people that we want to do. But this is so depressing. This has happened to our country. Quick question. Are you of the mindset that this almost seemed to have happened overnight, that COVID and brought in the openness that we're seeing, and these communists and perverts have come out of the closet, so to speak?
Yeah, it's happening all at once.
Yeah, that's my sense too.
From schools to children to health to legal to the president, it's all
Yeah.
happening and it's all planned.
I totally
It's
agree.
planned to take America down.
Well, again,
And
ladies,
letting,
sorry, Sherry, but we're at the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to check out Dr. Sherry Edwards' work. And if you use a search engine, it's Sharry, Sherry Edwards. And Sherry, we'll have you back when conditions permit. And continued good luck with your work. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with our audience.
it's been great.
Okay, take care.